This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 17th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on our agenda is Kucinich for President, Statement of Reasons, a Repayment Determination Upon Administrative Review. Thank you. The Commission Secretary is passing out an agenda document that we previously noted would be submitted late and is before the Commission with respect to this Statement of Reasons. This matter was before the Commission at our last open meeting. We discussed with the General Counsel's office the statement of reasons that had been drafted. At our request at that meeting, the General Counsel's office submitted a revised version of that statement of reasons yesterday. That is also an agenda document. And today's agenda document attempts to provide an area of consensus for the Commission to move forward on this matter and finally conclude it. Is there any discussion on this matter or this agenda document? Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll support the document. I appreciate we spoke at length about this last time, so there's really not need to go through this at any more length now. I think that this provides, I think, probably most importantly, it concludes the matter. I think that the outcome is a fair one. I think it clarifies an area of the law that had been a little bit maybe not as exact as it should have been in terms of when does the continuing to campaign period end, and this answers that question definitively, but does it in such a way that if there was any confusion or fuzziness on that before this, this committee is not having to bear the brunt of that or to be penalized for any confusion that may have arisen as a result. But going forward, I think that this helps make it clear about when that period does come to an end, and that it does come to an end at the time of the party's convention. But again, appreciate all of the efforts of my colleagues in putting this together, and I'll be pleased to support it when the motion is made.
Thank you. As a point of clarification, the original repayment was $135,000 and some odd dollars, and this new determination reduces that amount to approximately $52,000 for the grounds that Commissioner Peterson explained, is that we're going to, in this matter, given the circumstances in this particular case, allow to apply the continued campaign provision to all of KFP's post-DOI private contributions. But basically, this is a one-time deal that, to the extent that anyone was confused before, they should not be confused any longer, because we'll be applying it going forward and the date the candidate ceases to campaign, which would be either when that activity actually stops or no later than the nominating convention. So that's what this draft does. It is provide some, in our discretion, a smaller repayment than the original determination the Commission made a couple of years ago. Is there further discussion on this document? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm happy to support the document. I had supported the original audit recommendation at the higher amount. I think there's a little bit of diversity of viewpoints about how clear or unclear the prior rule was. I didn't think it was unclear before, but it is certainly clear now, and that's a good thing to establish it with absolute clarity going forward. I also felt that some leniency might be in order, given the amount of time that it has this administrative review has sat before the Commission. I feel personally bad about that, and I apologize to Mr. Kucinich for the amount of time that's it's taken the commission to come to this conclusion, although I suspect in the end, since he ends up with a lower repayment, he's probably happy to have waited. But I do think that's another fact that influenced me in thinking that this might be an appropriate resolution for this matter.
Mr. Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I echo the comments of Commissioner Weintraub, because I really, it does seem complicated, but if you just spend some time on it, I don't think it really is quite that complicated, and we don't need to spend 7 years, and I think it should have been done quite sooner. The same document could have been written a long time ago, and I also think we owe an apology to Mr. Kucinich, although, like Commissioner Weintraub said, maybe a delay has been beneficial. I question that, because it's still something that's hanging over someone's head. It's hard to raise money if money is needed to pay for it. It's always an irritant. And so I'm not overly persuaded by the rationale we're using, but I'm pleased with the result. I think equitable considerations should prevail here, and that's what we're doing.
Any further comment? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. Spent a lot of time last time talking about this, so I'm not going to retread those waters, but I can support this draft, and I want to state why. The argument that I was intrigued by last time was one offered by Kucinich, that the money that he privately raised, even when taking matching funds, he should be able to essentially, when he's no longer eligible for the programs, spend that money to continue to run. It seemed to me that we were over-regulating at that point, a privately funded campaign. Well, we absolutely are, but it's a voluntary program, and that's part of what you sign up for when you sign up for this. And the more I thought about it, talking to council, other commissioners, particularly Commissioner Peterson, I realized that once I started thinking of that rule as just another spending limit, like the state-by-state limits, I realized, well, we can actually regulate the ability to spend private money once you take public money, because the account then becomes essentially quasi-public, and it's something that you agree to in exchange for taking taxpayer money. So although my views on the current matching fund system and public financing system are well known, I've written about it and supported publicly the removal of the current system. You know, it is what it is, so we have to do it. I can't just ignore what's on the books here. So he does have to repay. I do appreciate others willing to not require the original full amount, because to me the rule that we are essentially adopting today was not the rule before. It was probably the logical conclusion when you put it all together, but to sort of use the convention date as the cutoff date here, I think, would be unfair. The commission has done this before, where it has articulated a new standard going forward, but has not used it in the actual case to essentially penalize the person. So that's why the amounts come down. But as the chair noted, the next time this was going to provide clarity that your cutoff date is going to be the date of the convention. And then people can plan accordingly. Here, Kucinich kept raising money after the convention, he says, because he thought he could to knock this money down. And at the time, he could. There was nothing that prohibited that or put a fine point on it. I also note that he filed a comment making clear that he supports public financing of campaigns, and I can only speculate that having come away from the last meeting realizing that I was the one carrying the water for his arguments, maybe he felt the need to say, well, I'm not going where he wants to go. And that's certainly his prerogative. But he did not withdraw his appeal. So I'm glad we're reaching a result here. I think it's consistent with the regs. I think the issues I raised, I think, were policy choices that the commission had already made, and when it took me a while to think through it. I appreciate the indulgence of my colleagues in me, giving me the time it took for me to get to this conclusion. If we were starting from scratch, I'd probably make a different policy choice, and the regs would probably read a little bit differently. But when it comes to taxpayer-funded elections, there's a lot of history here and a lot of water under the bridge. This, I think, ends up being the correct result today, and will give guidance for those tomorrow without punishing those who acted without such guidance. So I can support the draft, and again, thank everyone for their indulgence in helping me reach this conclusion.
Is there any further discussion or a motion? Commissioner
Peterson.
I'll
make the motion that I move approval of agenda document number 1104-A, Dick Kucinich for President, statement of reasons on the repayment determination. Oh, is it? Oh, just need to turn the page over. Thank you. Let me amend my motion that move approval of agenda document number 11-04-C.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you.